A newly appointed 27-person task force will advise Boston Mayor Marty Walsh on reopening the city. The task force is made up of business executives, college presidents, religious leaders, and health experts. Joining us now is one member of the task force. Michael Curry is Senior Vice President and General Counsel of the Mass League of Community Health Centers and the former head of Boston's NAACP. Good morning, Michael. Thanks for speaking again to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So what are the group's marching orders? What does Mayor Walsh expect?
Well, I think the mayor, being wise, decided to pull together a group of people to really advise him on what the challenges are by sector, by community, by neighborhood, and has a diverse group of folks at the table, meaning sector diversity, to talk about what the challenges are with reopening. We all share the same concern with a new surge of the virus, of the disease, and I think he wants to tap all of our networks and experiences to make wise choices going forward.
You've all met for at least one time. What priorities emerged?
Well, you know, one theme came out of that that I think is critical, and I think I wish the rest of the country followed that same theme, which is lives before livelihood. I think we're seeing from our president, and we're seeing it across the country, that people are putting livelihoods before lives. And we and the mayor acknowledged in that meeting that, you know, we have somewhere close to 622 deaths here in the city of Boston, over 12,500 people who've tested positive for COVID-19. That's what matters most. Of course, people want to open up of their businesses and get back to work, but we got to do it in a way that's safe. And for me, being on the advisory group, recognizing that Black and Brown and people with chronic conditions are bearing the greatest burden from this disease and losing their lives, lives before livelihood becomes a critical theme as we figure all of this out.
All right. No question about the fact that Mayor Walsh is going through the reopening process more slowly than the state as a whole. Does that make sense to you? And what's your top priority in this?
Yeah, so I think, you know, one, he acknowledged, even in his exchange with the governor around why Boston is different, one of the things that he pointed out to us, and we know that to be true, is that Boston is a more congested city than much of the rest of the country. Some other cities. We're one of the top congested cities. Two is we know Boston is a hub. And not only do we have a robust, busy downtown Boston area, but we also have many visitors to the city that are coming in from throughout the region. So that puts us at the city of Boston at greater risk for a resurge of the disease. So I think the priorities are just being smart. It's about how we deal with transportation, as was said in a previous part of your reporting, how we do moderating the number of people on trains is about individual responsibility, people wearing masks, people, you know, adhering to the distancing. It's also about putting the policies and processes in place with our businesses to make sure that people have the proper ventilation so that if they do come back to the office, they can do it safely. And that we have the right hand sanitizers in the right places and all of the PPE that needs to be distributed. So there's a strategy that's coming together that I'm hoping will prevent the spread of this disease again.
All right. You know that restaurants and businesses in the city, restaurants and retailers in the city, many of them are desperate to reopen after the long closure due to the coronavirus outbreak. Speak to them for a minute. What should they expect?
Well, one, I think, you know, this is, we use this term new normal, but this is really a new normal. So the occupancy limits that are being put on businesses is going to be a challenge for many of our businesses. I speak to a lot of restaurant owners, a lot of barbershop and beauticians, and particularly those of color that I talked to and had a chance to represent as NAACP. They're nervous. I would encourage them, one, tap into the Boston Resilience Fund. The Boston Reopening Fund that the mayor put together, that's $6 million to help businesses, I think under 15 employees, with that mitigation strategy of PPE, with, you know, repurposing or refitting your facility to make sure that you can be safe in how you're treating and dealing with your customers, receiving your customers. I think that's the first step. The mayor, in his wisdom, had the $6 million set aside to do that, and we hope that the businesses tap that. And then, two, you know, use your resources. There are a lot of nonprofits out here. That's the richness of our Boston city, that we have a lot of nonprofits that are willing to step up and help you both with your finances, but also with the mitigation strategies to save lives and to continue keeping your businesses safe. So I think tap the mayor, tap the city of Boston, call the Boston NAACP, tap some other nonprofits that are on the front lines of trying to make sure that we're responding to this in the right way.
It sounds like, and quick answer on this, it sounds like you're saying that even if you're struggling out there as a small business owner or a restaurant owner, you got to be patient in this because it is going to be a slow reopening.
Yeah, you got to be patient. You got to be wise. I mean, the urgency to reopen, we all feel it. We know that people are unemployed. We know that people are anxious to get back up and running. But let's do it in a way that saves not only your life as a business owner, but the lives of your customers.
Michael Curry, Senior Vice President and General Counsel at the Mass League of Community Health Centers, former head of Boston's NAACP and a member of Boston's new Reopening Advisory Board appointed by the mayor. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.